So Huddersfield come into this weekend having suffered their first defeat in the Premier League, losing 2-0 to West Ham down in London. The opposition this time, former Premier League champions Leicester City. They were involved in that very exciting opening game of the season, losing out to Arsenal. Since then, they've beaten Brighton, but then a couple of tough games mean that Leicester find themselves not in the best position in the Premier League, but of course, it's still very early on. Let's find out more, though, about the Foxes. We're joined by the football writer for the Leicester Mercury and writer of 5,000-1 The Leicester City Story, Rob Tanner. Rob, good afternoon.
Hi, guys.
So with Leicester, I mean, I mentioned about the tough start to the season you guys have had on the surface, not the best place in the Premier League, but I don't think that kind of says all it needs to, does it?
No, exactly. When the fixtures came out, we knew it was going to be a tough start. Yeah, Arsenal and Man United away, Chelsea at home, and you've got Liverpool as well coming up, plus two newly promoted sides who are going to be very much up for it, Brighton and now Huddersfield. So it was always going to be a tricky start. The performances haven't been too bad. They played quite well and they should have got something at Arsenal. They certainly should have got something against Chelsea last week, but they've come up short so far. So they need points on the board now with a new manager in situ.
Now, we're still at the part of the season where new players who came in through the transfer window are being bedded in. The likes of Iheanacho from Man City coming into Leicester, Harry Maguire, a player that we know in Yorkshire very well, doing a great job from what I've seen on Match of the Day and things. But of course, Leicester had something of a transfer controversy as well with Adrian Silva not being allowed to join Leicester in the end by FIFA. But I think I'm right in saying Leicester are looking to try and get that overturned still.
Yes, they're going to try and appeal. They missed the deadline by 14 seconds. They say they submitted the details of the transfer before the deadline, but it was received by the FA and timestamped at 14 seconds past the deadline. And FIFA, being FIFA, as we know what they're like, very officious, decided to block the transfer and they're not releasing the registration of Adrian Silva. It's been a bit of on the face of it, they had a good transfer window in terms of the players coming in, but they've been unfortunate. Iheanacho and Bora both picked up injuries, and both now could be back and could feature tomorrow. But Silva, you know, it's a real problem for them at the moment because they let Danny Drinkwater go to Chelsea for £35 million, and Silva was the replacement. And at the moment, he can't play until January.
I mean, what about Drinkwater going? It was a window where there was talk of other players like Mahrez leaving. Drinkwater was the headline of the players that have gone. And I think for any Premier League team, even with a Silva being brought in, he was always going to be such a difficult player to replace. I mean, Huddersfield know well because, of course, he was on loan there 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, he's really come to the fore the last couple of seasons. When they first come in the Premier League, he couldn't get in the side. It was Matty James and Esteban Cambiaso that was keeping him out. But then he came to the fore when Cambiaso moved on and they obviously won the title, and he was one of the key components to that alongside N'Golo Kanté. Now they've lost them both to Chelsea. You know, it's a real hole that they're trying to fill. At the moment, they've got a youngster called Wilfred Ndidi, a Nigerian lad who's very promising, but he needs a bit of experience alongside him. And losing Danny Drinkwater is a bit of an issue for them, especially with Silva not being able to play.
When we look back a couple of years then to Leicester and that championship winning season, even now there still must be part of you, Rob, that thinks it was a bit of a dream. Is there still an afterglow of that for Leicester fans?
Oh yeah, they're still basking in that. I mean, it was so incredible and so unlikely and unpredictable. I mean, obviously the title of my book, 5,000-1, says it all. I mean, nobody expected them to do that, and I don't think you'll ever see it again in the Premier League. I mean, if you look at the last couple of seasons, it's the usual suspects at the top of the table again, battling out for the Champions League spot. So that's just how astonishing it was, and I think over time it will really sink in what an extraordinary achievement that was.
What have you made of Huddersfield, the team who have seen Leicester as that real potential inspiration? I mean, up until Monday night's defeat, they were sat up there with the big boys in the Premier League.
Well, I tell you this, nobody at Leicester City is going to underestimate Huddersfield because they see a little bit of themselves in Huddersfield, a team that's very much together, got momentum from last season, the way they got promoted. There's a real camaraderie and a spirit within that camp. Wagner's done a brilliant job. And there's a little bit of Leicester City in Huddersfield at the moment. So I wouldn't write them off from staying. In fact, I've predicted they will stay up this season.
Lastly, Rob, I always ask as we get to the end of a call like this, a key player, someone to watch out for, someone from Leicester's side, that if Huddersfield can close them down the way Leicester play at the moment, you're likely to stop them being much of a threat on Saturday.
Well, if you stop Jamie Vardy, you stop Leicester in most cases. Jamie Vardy's key to how they play on that counter-attack, breaking fast, he's pacing behind defences. It's very hard to keep him quiet. He is the main man for Leicester City. He knows he's the main man. That's why he likes to stay here. He's had other offers, certainly Arsenal last summer, but has chosen to stay here because he knows he's going to play every week and he's going to be the star player. The other one is Riyad Mahrez. When he's on his game, he is a real live wire and a match winner. But he's inconsistent at the moment, so Vardy will be the man I'd pick out.
Yeah, well, both of those names that Huddersfield fans very much be hoping that Town can keep quiet. It is a 3 o'clock kickoff, John Smith Stadium, and I'm looking forward to the game myself. And it's been a real pleasure to get you on the phone on the show as well. Rob Tanner, football writer from the Leicester Mercury and the writer of 5,000 to 1, the Leicester City story. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.